Welcome to the Leaders Crusade with your host, Bob Mitchell. Bob has served in public safety leadership with multiple organizations for over 40 years, and his passion is highlighting those at the forefront of leadership today. With so many options out there to listen to, we would like to thank you so much for spending time with us today. Here is this week's installment of the Leaders Crusade.
With me today is Mitch Lowe. Mitch, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Good. Mitch, tell us a little bit about who you are, your service, and what you're doing now.
So my service consists of almost 40 years of public service altogether. I started in the military. I have 8 years of military experience left as an E7. Then I did roughly 11 years of as a volunteer firefighter for different volunteer organizations, mostly in Florida. I was in the Florida Keys for quite a while. And then I was with a paid department for almost 19 years. Currently, I am just working different jobs as needed. I'm not in the field anymore due to medical injuries that I've had in the past.
Mitch, I wanted to talk with you today because I do know that you've got an extensive public safety service, both military and primarily fire department. What are your thoughts on leadership in general? Do you feel like leaders are born or are they made?
I think it's a combination of two. I believe that people are born with it. But then I think people need to be trained into that role because there'll be people that are born to be a leader, but not aware that they can be a leader until other mentors or other leaders pull that potential out of them.
Now, what leadership attributes do you feel are absolutely essential for a leader?
One of the main things that I think that leaders miss the mark, so to speak, is that you need to pull out the potential out of the person, regardless if they make you look better than yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I find that everybody has leader attributes in some way or another. And for a leader, it is essential to identify what those are in the individuals and work to pull those out. Do you have any daily routines that help contribute to your leadership abilities?
So when I wake up in the morning and after meditating, I try to figure out what my goal is going to be for that day. If I'm going to go to work, what can I do when I show up to work and look at individuals and see what gifts they have and pull those out? So they can understand that they have those attributes or that they have those gifts, and then hopefully help them tune in those goals and gifts and see where they want to go with that. And okay. It doesn't make a difference if you're in a public service capacity, if it's fast food, if it's any type of job, leaders are always needed and leaders need to be able to pull that out of somebody else.
Absolutely. What skill in developing leaders that you've worked on developing over the years do you find needs the most attention?
Transparency. I'm old school. I'm 60 years old. And back in the day, in the military, as a public service, we were told, suck it up, buttercup. We were not allowed to show our emotions. We were not allowed to be open about those because in the past, people looked at that as weak. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't a place for that type of situation. And I believe what we need to do as leaders, especially in the public service field, or even men in general, that we're allowed to express our emotions. We're allowed to have those emotions. But we have to do it in a way that doesn't affect if you're at a call, at the scene. But let other people below you know that you feel the same way, and we can discuss this later, and it's okay to feel what you're feeling. Mm-hmm. Let's take care of the task at hand, and then we can talk about it afterwards.
Well, I think we've got a long way to go still. We've made, probably in the last 5 years, a tremendous amount of progress in that mental health aspect of public safety, where we are finally beginning to acknowledge that, yeah, we do have those emotions, we do have those feelings, and we have to find the right ways to get those out. Probably throughout your career, and I know through mine, so many people turn to various vices for releasing those emotions, you know, drinking. Fortunately, in my experience, not a lot of drug use. The drug use we encountered was injury related kind of a thing. But, you know, certainly the drinking was a big part of that emotional release for people when they were dealing with that kind of a thing. And that's, from an abuse standpoint, that's destructive. So are you working on leadership skills? Are you working on developing in yourself still?
I'm trying to, I guess, from myself, is balance my roller coaster, so to speak. There will be days that I'm great and I just want to jump in and take those skills and help somebody develop them. And there's days that there's just too much going on in myself to not to be able to help somebody, because unfortunately, a lot of times when I'm hurting, it does show and it can affect others. So I'm trying to find that balance on where I'm not on this roller coaster ride, that I can go in and hopefully help somebody that day and not leave them feeling that they didn't need my service or wanted to help them. Does that kind of make sense?
Finding that balance is incredibly important, because unless we're taking care of ourselves and keeping on that level plane emotionally and everything else, we're not at our best to be able to pour into and help other people. Mitch, do you have a favorite author or coach or speaker that you always follow, can't put down their book, anything like that?
Well, it's Jesus, to be honest with you.
Absolutely.
If people are watching this and they don't believe Jesus is the Son of God, that's fine. But even if you just take and picture him as what the Bible had perceived him to be, was the perfect role model as a leader and a mentor. If I can have a tenth of the qualities that Jesus had, I think I'd be pretty blessed or pretty lucky. And the reason is because when he had his disciples, he didn't just give them the answers. They would say, Lord, why is this? And he would speak in parables, not because he wanted, you know, for him this, you know, to talk in riddles, but he wanted somebody to open their imagination, to open their heart, to open their spirit, to find what does the parable to them mean. Because obviously he could have gave them the answer, but if he gave them the answer, then how can we find out what's inside of us? How can we tune those skills if somebody continues to give us the answer? That would be like going to school and you just go for 12 years and then at the end they'll give you your test and give you the answers. That doesn't show what you learned. Doesn't show what you taken in and soaked in. So I believe that's one aspect of it. Another aspect of this, he was always humble. He always wanted the best to come out of people. He always gave to other people before he done for himself. And I believe those are very important qualities, especially today, to be able to give to others, pull out that information they have it. Because a lot of times the people have it, they're either just too scared to say something or they just don't have the time to meditate on the question or the parable at that particular time.
This is neat. I had this similar discussion 2 weeks ago with a guest, and we were talking about discipleship. I had a discipleship course at my church, and we identified 12 principles of discipleship. And when we were going through it, as I'm looking at it, each one of these points of discipleship were leadership points. It clicked with me, and I had a battalion chief that worked for me who pointed out, Bob, we have the greatest example of a leader there is, that these 12 points of discipleship are leadership points, should make absolute sense right away. Not that we can all do them right away, and it does take work, but it was a neat realization for me to see that come together. Yeah, it's neat that as I'm talking with leaders around the country, we keep coming back to that. I enjoy that. Do you have a mentor, Mitch?
Currently, I don't have a mentor because right now I'm really trying to take care of myself. I'm guilty. In the past, I've always taken care of the people that were under me, always taking care of people in my community. And because I've had a tough childhood and situations in my life and a lot of PTSD, one of my curses is that I always push that behind me, because I've always been told that if you help others, it's going to help you.
Mm-hmm.
That sooner or later, it catches up to you if you don't deal with them.
Right.
And I just want to point out to leaders and whoever's watching this that do take care of yourself. It's very important. It's like a battery. If you keep letting people charge off you, that battery is going to die. And then what's going to happen? You have no energy to take care of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a PTSD issue, if you have any traumatic events, try to take care of them. The longer you suppress them, the more you push them away, the longer it's going to take for you to heal. And I'm guilty of that. Wanted to help people, help people, help people. So now I'm trying to take care of myself. I'm looking at a couple of courses to take to help with PTSD so I can turn around and help others with that. Do talk to local departments about the journey that I had and what for them to watch out for, and let them know to go out and get help and try to find them the help that they need. So I'm trying to do that right now.
That's fantastic. I'd like to, and maybe when we get offline, schedule another interview with you where we can talk about what that journey has been for you, if you'd be open to that, because I think it's critically important for leaders in particular, but anybody in public safety, to understand how prevalent PTSD is within our community. And as an instructor, I have even looked at what level of PTSD are we even introducing in our training? Are our approaches right? I mean, you and I came up through old school where we had all the pictures and videos of blood, guts, and gore hanging from our teeth. And to a certain extent, we were taught, yep, that's great. That's the job. That's the way it's supposed to be. And never really got any preparation for how to deal with that when you now mix that sight with the smells and the sounds and the emotions going on at the same time. And it's taken us a lifetime to begin to learn how to process that. And I feel very strongly that we should be teaching our rookies coming into the field and our junior leaders how to begin to process that. And if we can do that right from the very beginning of their career, I think they'll do better in the long run. Mitch, do you have anything else that you'd like to talk about? You know, any services that you provide, any groups that you're a part of that you'd really recommend, anything like that?
Well, there's a couple Facebook groups. One of them that we met on is which one?
Police, Fire, and Military Families.
Police, Fire, Military. And then there's another one that I'm associated with. Another great group is Hold the Line. Hold the Line is for first responders and their spouses. It also includes the military. And I think those are good two groups in the Facebook that you can go in and be yourself, that you won't be judged. There's many, many people who are genuine that will help you get the help you need. And I just want to give a shout out to the spouses of first responders. I call you the unsung heroes because you deal with whatever your spouse is going through. And I know that you can get upset and your spouse will come home and they don't want to share something with you. It's not because they don't want to share with you because they don't want to, but they're protecting you.
Right.
From what right. they see, from what their triggers are. And so all I can ask you is continue to be patient with them and reach out to any of those two groups I mentioned. We'll get you the help that you need. We'll get you the support that you need because you're not alone and you're not forgotten and you are first responders in the background for the people that you love and support on a daily basis.
Mitch, I can't tell you how much I agree with you. I've had a 40 plus year career, 35 of that with my wife, and I wouldn't have had that career for anywhere near that length of time without her love and support. And, you know, when you talk about, yeah, you don't come home and necessarily talk about it, it's not because, like you said, it's not that you don't want to talk about it, but you're trying to protect them from it. And to a certain extent, that's a good thing. But at the same time, they want to be there. They don't want that protection so much from it. And you're absolutely right. They are the unsung heroes of public safety. And they do, as spouses, get forgotten a lot of times, and we just can't do that to them. Well, Mitch, that's all I've got for today. I'm looking forward to talking with you again, but I really, really want to thank you for being with me today for this little bit of time. I know we bounced around a little bit, getting schedules coordinated so that we could get together, but I think it's been very worthwhile. So thank you very much.
Thank you, and continue doing what you do. I think you're going to have a great audience and tools available to people to see what's going on and to build those future leaders and to help those who really want to advance their careers. And hopefully this will be a platform to understand what makes a good leader.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping to develop it exactly that way and give people the opportunity to just listen to different perspectives from different leaders. So thank you.
Thank you for gifting us with your time today. And remember, if you want to be the leader that matters, be the leader that's there when it matters most. Join us next time for another edition of the Leaders Crusade. And in the meantime, keep up with us on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can also find us on YouTube and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.